So many of you may have ideas, your own ideas about what you think is a good, makes a good bar of chocolate. But these are some of the things that manufacturers think are important. And obviously, they've done surveys with consumers to try and understand what consumers think are important. So one of the things we've already talked about, you expect a bar of chocolate to be hard at room temperature. So room temperature, well, if you're sitting in Bahrain, it may be 30 degrees Celsius. If you're sitting in Iceland, it may be 5 degrees Celsius. But wherever you are, it's important that if you leave a bar of chocolate on the bench, it doesn't melt. It's quite hard and solid. If you compare milk chocolate with plain chocolate, one of the differences you probably will have noticed as consumers is that milk chocolate tends to be softer than plain chocolate. And it tends to be, when you start to pick it up in your fingers, milk chocolate tends to melt rather more than plain chocolate does. Clearly, it's very important for the product to be fully, for the fat in the product to be fully melted in the mouth. And I've said mouth temperature is about 35 to 37 degrees Celsius. And it's only the fat that melts. None of the other ingredients in the chocolate change at all. Well, the sugar will dissolve in your saliva, in your mouth, but the fat will melt. So you're relying entirely on the fat to give you the melting profile that you want. And again, you'll tend to find that milk chocolate will melt at a somewhat lower temperature, much more easily in the mouth than plain chocolate. But if it doesn't melt in the mouth, what you find is the product can be very waxy and unpleasant to eat. So when you start to chew it, if it's not melted fully, it can have an unpleasant texture in your mouth. I've mentioned before there should be no finger marking. What that means is when you pick up a piece of chocolate, you don't want it to melt in your fingers. You don't want it to become to soften too much, and you don't want the surface to become marked because of it's melted in your fingers. So no finger marking. It should have a good snap. So what that means is if you have a bar of chocolate and you break it, you don't want it to bend slowly. You want it to snap. Okay, so all these things manufacturers think are important in a good quality bar of chocolate. It should have a good gloss. What that means is that when you look at the surface of a bar of chocolate, light should reflect off the surface. It should appear glossy, like gloss paint. Sometimes one defect you can find in chocolate is that the surface may become dull. And this becomes rather unattractive to consumers. Consumers like to see a nice glossy bar of chocolate. Another thing that manufacturers think is important, but I'm not sure how obvious it is, but when you put a piece of chocolate in your mouth, manufacturers think it's important that you get a cooling sensation from that chocolate. That means that as the chocolate melts, it takes heat away from your tongue, and you get the feeling that your tongue is slightly cooled by the chocolate. It gives a very pleasant, cool sensation. And this is associated with the melting of the fat in the chocolate. Because the fat melts quite quickly over a very narrow temperature range, and in order to convert a solid to liquid, you have to put in heat. So the solid fat in the chocolate takes heat from your tongue, gives it a cooling impression. And manufacturers think that's important for consumers. Clearly, there are good processing characteristics are required, so the chocolate needs to be able to pick up markings from the mold. It needs to, perhaps if you want a rippled effect on a biscuit, it needs to develop that rippled effect during the processing. It needs to pull away well from the mold. It needs to contract well. Lots of requirements during processing. And it should have good storage characteristics. the lifetime, the shelf life of a bar of chocolate, if nobody eats it, is about a year or 18 months. It's really quite long, and that's quite unusual for food products. A lot of food products will deteriorate in much shorter times than that. Chocolate should be stable for 1 or 2 years without deteriorating. And one of the main changes you can get if the chocolate is not satisfactory is a development called bloom. And there are different sorts of bloom, but this is a bloomed surface in a bar of chocolate, which may well have started off, if you consider one square, may well have started off with a dark, glossy surface. But here what's happened is the chocolate has been left perhaps in a damp atmosphere, and these are just sugar crystals on the surface of the chocolate that have separated out from the chocolate and given the surface this very unattractive appearance. And that's described as sugar bloom. There's also a similar phenomenon that can happen, which is where you get patches of white fat on the surface of the chocolate, which is called fat bloom. And these don't do you any harm. The problem is some consumers look at it and think, oh, the chocolate's gone mouldy, but it hasn't gone mouldy. And the taste will be unchanged, but just the appearance has changed, and it's not considered very attractive for consumers if they see this sort of change. So manufacturers will go to great lengths to process their chocolate and to store it in such a way that it doesn't change in this way.